The conversation began, though, with Paul recalling his own memories from having attended the school in its original incarnation and the basic music education that he'd received there.
We had a period called music. That was as much as we got. We got one period, and you went in this room, the whole class sat around on chairs, the teacher came in, he put a record on, Beethoven or something, and he went out, which was fatal. So the minute he got out, we posted a guard on the door, took the record off, and had fun till he came back. So I never learned a thing. I never learned anything. In fact, I didn't like anything to do with music, except the kind of music I heard at home. Because my dad used to be in a jazz band when he was a kid. He had a thing called Jim Max Jazz Band, and he played trumpet and piano. He was the bloke in the family who played at the family do's. It was my dad, and I kind of took that over later when he got a bit of arthritis. So by then I'd learned a little bit through the Beatles and stuff. I learned chords, so I could play, you know, Red Red Robin.
How in a red red robin comes bob bob bobbing along.
Babyface.
Babyface, you got the cutest little baby face.
I had this lovely Uncle Ron amongst a lot of my lovely relatives. And Uncle Ron, when I was on the piano, New Year's Eve, obviously I'd get there early and it'd be just warming up. Ron would get there and he said, do you know Carolina Moon? I said, yeah. He said, well, don't play it. He said, wait till I give you the nod. So the evening would wear on and I'd be doing baby face, ba-da-da-da, all the stuff, you know, getting it going. About 11:30, when everyone was tanked up, Ron would just sort of lean over to me, he'd tap me on the shoulder, he'd say, now. And I had to go into Carolina Moon, and he used to want to choose the moment.
Carolina Moon keeps shining.
My musical education, I think, came from...